Live from Salamanca Square, of course, Jim. We're celebrating Shorts Day. We're here in our shorts, and please welcome two other guests who are also joining us in their shorts. Please welcome to the show Corinne Hall and Jackson Bird from Taz Cricket. Jackson, mate, we'll start with you. You played at the highest level for cricket, but is there anything scarier than a Hobart morning being on the radio show in your shorts?
Yeah, well, I think going for the nude swim tomorrow is probably a bit scarier than today's doing, so I don't envy that one bit, but no, it is pretty fresh, but it's for a great cause, so it's all good.
Well, let's talk about the cause. I mean, the impact on mental health within the sporting community as well. I mean, Mitchie's been on our show many times to talk about how important it is to have those conversations, of course, at work and in the office, but also in the sheds as well, to make sure that yourself, your teammates, your coaching, your coaching staff are all in the right headspace.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when I started playing for Tassie almost 10 years ago now, it was almost taboo, I guess, to speak about your mental health and speak up if you were struggling. It was definitely, a lot of people sort of thought it as a sign of weakness. So I think today you see a lot more people coming forward and speaking up and saying that they're not okay. There's obviously a lot of pressures in professional sport. Some people can deal with them, some people can't. So I think, yeah, I suppose anytime someone that's struggling knows what they need to do when they speak up, know who to speak to, I think it's really important. So,
well, can I ask you, Jason, you said that 10 years. Do you think there was anything that changed overnight in terms of being open about your mental health, or was it just those conversations slowly happening and it was like a slow change?
Yeah, I think the conversations obviously slowly changed the way people thought. I guess there's a lot of companies out there that are, especially like Speak Up, Stay Chatty, that are doing work like this to make sure that it's all right, and people don't feel less of a man, I suppose, to speak up when they're struggling. So I think the more sort of awareness there is, the more people are going to come forward, which is great.
Corinne, I'll ask you, I mean, as a leader, somebody who's played cricket for a long time and also a leader...
Well, what are you saying, a long time? Gee, settle down, mate. Gee,
she wrinkles around the eyes.
Started when she was two, already in the Tigers. How important is it as a leader to, I guess, I mean, they talk about lead by example, be it on the pitch, be it training and that kind of stuff, but in a mental health space as well, to lead by example, how important is that to make sure new kids coming in, playing the sport are feeling comfortable mentally and prepared for the game off the field and on the field?
Yeah, I think it's extremely important. It's something we've spoken about as a group for the last couple of years, about creating a really safe and trusting environment where people can take your mask off. You know, there's so much pressure involved in anyone's career, in anyone's lifestyle, but particularly probably with being exposed to the public audience on a platform such as cricket. And we've got like 15, 16-year-old girls coming in and being, I guess, thrust into that spotlight and managing school and all the other things you deal with as a teenager. So, I think it's incredibly important to role model those behaviours. And I know myself, I've learned a lot from older girls sharing their experience. So it's important for us to pass that along to the younger kids.
Do you think that's gotten easier over your time, Corinne, like having those conversations with younger players? Because you think about the changes in women's sport, like it's, you know, it's come in leaps and bounds, but I guess that comes with more pressures and stuff as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's an interesting phase at the minute with the professionalism of the women's game. We're sort of getting there and we're heading in the right direction, but there's still, you know, a pressure to earn an income outside of that to support yourself and study as well. So there are a lot of factors that go into that. But I think for our environment in particular, we've really tried to make everyone feel like they can express themselves in any way they want to.
Mitchie, can I ask you as well, like, how important is it, I guess, to have professional sporting teams? Like, you know, sporting culture is so big, especially here in Tassie, that, you know, if these guys are having the conversation, it's helping others have the conversation as well.
Yeah, absolutely amazing, and leading the way. And I often think of Cricket Taz when I first started Stay Chatty. There were a couple of contacts that I had there and jumped on board from the beginning. And you know, for me to think back years ago when starting this organisation to now, as we said off the top, sitting here with a couple of these guys here that leading the way for the people coming through. And that's the shift that we have to make, you know, that these people believe in it, but we need that next age group coming through to do the same.
How important is the partnership between Stay Chatty and Cricket Taz? Of course, the 2020-2021 partnership, it's massive.
That was a mouthful.
Yeah.
Incredibly. As I said, you know, we pride ourselves on having key organisations such as this believe in our message and spread that through, as you said, the top all the way through to the young kids coming through. And they've been doing that for many, many years. And so to officially launch that and have that at the start of last year, COVID kicked in, which put a bit of a spanner in it, but we've had lots of players through the Premier League and obviously at the top as well, you know, getting out there and spreading the message, which is great.
Now, Mitchie, we know you're a pretty handy batsman. I think you've had a few tons in your time. Have you spoken to Birdie about potentially getting on the pitch as well in your shorts?
No, not really, because I don't tell me too many people. I had a pretty good year, but it was seventh grade, so I don't really tell too many people about that.
What do you reckon, Birdie? Do you reckon we could see him in a Tassie Tigers get up? What do you think?
No.
Probably not.
Gary Noel.
Oh, you never know. Sounds great.
Jackson Byrne, round of applause, guys. Thank you so, so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, guys.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.